Love poem. Sitting outside the little theater this morning, listening to a lecture on poetic tone, how a poem is a small skirmish of voices and inflections that play and resolve, fight and stand bristling, all inside the poem, all talking, like yesterday's cocktail party, field and river behind and muted counterpoint to the babble of our bodies. My senses bring my attention to the trees, woken by a shudder of breeze, blanket tossed over a bed. Each tree dancing and wrestling in its own tuning fork voice, one after the other. The way one day in New Hampshire, my brother and I, playing tennis at the end of a long row of university courts, got caught in a stampede of rain, the shower washing over first one court, then the next, darkening each surface, each empty stage. How this round of tree song that passes into, then through me, seems now to enter the porous auditorium like a spirit, touching the poet who I saw dancing the other night in a Sufic trance, surrounded by men and women in couples, dancing alone in ragged circles. As he reminds us in a microphoned voice that tone is not feeling, but also all we know about feeling. Trucks wash by in a grimy hallway of rushing wind. The poet cracks a joke that ripples through the theater, coming back in concentric circles of laughter. I imagine I am ascending a staircase past sunlit rooms and bright panes, finally reaching the lost attic of my body, which now, sitting in this chair, feels like pure mind, its windows thrown open to the poet's words and to the trees, which are only broadcasting the arising desire of the mountains. Now, that's a line I'll revise. Soon, he says, the talk will be over. Soon, I will get up from this chair and walk out into the woods. At least in this poem, at least for you, beloved, I will keep walking until I've lost everything held in my head and only come back when you call me a bell to the next thing.